When the Nazi regime closed down the Bauhaus school, the movement was officially dissolved. By then, we had already moved to Berlin. In those days, you could see how the feeling of insecurity, mistrust, and fear was growing stronger among people. The old meaning of words changed into something appalling that was more than a conservative semantic shift. It was reactionary, against every notion of knowledge, freedom, and happiness that mankind had fostered for nearly 300 years. My mother mistakenly believed it was just a German misstep, that we had preserved the liberal spirit in the body of French society. She wanted to bring this new breath of modernity here. She wanted to see it blossom. We came back, and she started her own Bauhaus ballet company. She was hopeful and passionate, giving performance after performance, promoting this new dance that challenged everything that traditional ballet was supposed to be. It was abstract, geometric, and mechanical. A trio of dancers moving like well-wound clocks or finely programmed automata. It was not surprising that it was considered strange and unusual, for one thing, and conventional and revolutionary. Two, and conventional and revolutionary, to be exact. It was called an ugly and degenerate dance, accused of being too un-French and anti-national, especially since it came from a former enemy country whose new plan to settle the scores of the Great War was to corrupt French culture with its dubious inventiveness and highly controversial creativity.